Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say, ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And it's another edition of Cheese Please with Snarf Dude along with Daffodil. And, well, we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and that's why you're here, right?
That's why I'm here.
It's not for the coffee. It's not for the...
It's definitely not for the coffee. Not believe for the, me. Not don't ever come here just for the coffee.
Not even the free pizza that we never give away. Huh?
I don't eat pizza.
How about the movie tickets we never give away?
I can't remember the last time you took me to see a movie.
Well... What decade was that, Daffodil? What?
I think it was before the new millennium, so...
Oh, yeah, okay. That's the last time we got free tickets because we can't afford to go to a movie.
Exactly.
On the show this week, we have some fun stuff. We found this album a few weeks ago done by Burl Ives, and Burl is well known for his Holly Jolly Christmas and some...
Silver and Gold.
And other Christmas... stuff, but we found this children's record that's interesting, as I like to put it. Interesting. And on the chart-topping cheesy, I can't believe we haven't played this before. I don't remember playing this, Daffodil. You'll have to dig into the Cheese Please archives.
I'm 100% sure this is the first time this song has ever appeared on the show.
I can't believe that. This is just so cheesy.
It is insanely cheesy.
But we're starting off the show with the Walter Ostenick Polka Schmaltz Band.
Because we need some schmaltzy polka.
Exactly. We get, the Hawaiian classic Tiny Bubbles polka style coming up shortly. But we're starting off with that classic something. What was that movie from? It was from a movie, wasn't it?
It's from a movie. I don't remember
Dr.
the name of the
Shabago,
movie.
Dr. Shabago, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe, but this is the polka version of Somewhere My Love, right here on...
It's Cheese Please.
Thank you.
polka, with its simple, gay rhythm, is one of the most refreshing dances done today. Although there are numerous versions of the polka, the heel and toe and away we go is by far the most popular, as well as the easiest to execute. By following the directions in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
With Walter Ostadek and the Focus Smokes Band and Tiny Bubbles in the Morning.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. I thought Don Ho did it better. But, I mean, a combination of polka and Hawaiian music only on our show. And before that, we had the Walter Ostadek Polka Schmaltz Band with Somewhere My Love. From Dr. Zhivago, movie from the 1960s, I believe. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Something like that. Don't know. I didn't look it up.
Oh, well, we'll just have to.
I was busy reading about Burl Ives.
Well, that's fine. I'll just tell the listener to go Google it, okay? Dr. Zhivago. Because we can't do all the work for you. You have to think when you listen to our show. Every so often.
Yes, you definitely. Sometimes you think you have no idea what we're doing, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, either way, my name is Starston.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, which is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And it's a little on the kid side this week as we profile Burl Ives' album, The Little White Duck and Other Children's Favorites.
You know what's interesting about this?
That sounds like a two-record set for 1995. Call now.
No. Okay. Well, what's interesting about this?
Why?
Is that Burl Ives was never really known as a children's performer.
Really?
Really. I mean, yes, he is Sam the Snowman.
Okay, from that one of those Rankin Bass things, right?
From Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Thank you. I remember he was in that. And the Snowman actually looked like him, too.
That was the whole point. Playing the banjo and everything, just like he does.
Cool.
But, I mean, he really was never known as a children's performer, which is why the fact that he's got an entire children's album that we're about to make fun of is kind of interesting.
I don't know what to tell you. We got four cuts off the album. We'll tell you a little more shortly, but we've got Burl Ives starting off our set. Well, not starting off it, but coming up we have the donut song. Oh.
But we're starting with the little white duck.
I feel like sticking my head into a donut or something. Right here on...
Cheese, please.
There's a little white duck sitting in the water. A little white duck doing what he oughter. He took a bite of a lily pad, flapped his wings and he said, I'm glad I'm a little white duck sitting in the water. Quack, 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 quack. There's a little green frog swimming in the water. A little green frog doing what he oughter. He jumped right off of the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little green frog swimming in the water. Glump, 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 glump. There's a little black bug floating on the water. A little black bug doing what he oughter. He tickled the frog on the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little black bug floating on the water. Chirps, chirps, chirps. There's a little red snake laying in the water. A little red snake doing what he oughter. He frightened the duck and the frog so bad, he ate the little bug and he said, I'm glad I'm a little red snake laying in the water. Wriggles, wriggles, wriggles. Now there's nobody left sitting in the water, nobody left doing what he oughter. There's nothing left but the lily pad. The duck and the frog ran away. I'm sad 'cause there's nobody left sitting in the water. Boo, boo, boo.
Gee, please, a snack dude and Dapper is kid approved.
When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold. My friend, the little sparrow, flew close enough to see. Written on the rainbow is this philosophy. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold.
My friend, the little sparrow, agrees it must be so. Little angels wrote it, so folks on earth would know. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. Have no cares if you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Watch the donut, not the hole.
I am off to jolly England, where bulldogs all wear pants. Off to Bango Bango, where alligators dance. My friend, the little sparrow, will take me when he flies. Even to the rainbow to read with my own eyes.
when you walk the street, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold. My friend, the little sparrow, flew close enough to see. Written on the rainbow is this philosophy. When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares. If you walk the lines and not the squares, as you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Keys, please, with Pearl Ives, great philosophy going through life. Watch the donut, not the hole.
Song was not written by a Canadian. Because obviously, I mean, I would rather watch the Timbits. They are donut holes.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. I remember we were up there in Canada. I thought it was a donut hole, and they call them Timbits.
Yes, but see, they're the nice little single tiny bite of donut.
Oh.
They're perfect. Donut holes are perfect.
Everywhere
so
else.
You should also watch the donut hole.
Everywhere else they call them donut holes.
Or some other name.
Oh,
all right, more
know.
Songs.
Oh, hey, look at the note here. I'm just reading the note. Someone wrote this here. PETA may get mad at us for the next couple songs.
They're just songs about animals.
Ah.
We're not abusing them. We're not eating them. We're just singing about them.
I know, but you know, people, they get mad over stupid things. This is a song, people. Remember that as I play the sow took the measles, and starting off with the goat.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Here's a song called The Goat and the Train. This goat did something that no other goat ever did before. I bought a goat. His name was Jim. I bought him for his precious skin. That goat got loose about 9:30 and ate a red shirt right off the line. I grabbed that goat by the wool of the back and I tied him to a railroad track. He bucked and bawled with might and main as round the curve came a passenger train. He bucked and bawled with might and main, coughed up that shirt and flagged the train.
Snuffdude is cool, but Daffodil's my favorite.
Cheese.
Boys and girls sometimes get the measles, but in this song, even a sow, which is another name for a lady pig, took the measles too. How do you think I begin in the world? I got me a sow and several other things. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring. What do you think I made of her hide? The very best saddle that you ever did ride. Saddle or bridle or any such thing. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring. What do you think I made of her nose? The very best thimble that ever sewed clothes. Thimble or thread or any such thing. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring. What do you think I made of her tail? The very best whoop that ever sought sail. Whoop or whoop socket, any such thing. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring. What do you think I made of her feet? The very best pickles that she ever did eat. Pickles or glue or any such thing. The sow took the measles and she died in the spring.
keys, please?
Those are horrible children's songs.
This is on a kid's record.
Those are horrible.
This is on a kid's record, Daffodil.
So we killed the goat by tying it to the railroad tracks and letting a train run over it, and then the sow dies, and they cut her up and do stuff with her.
I don't know what to say other than I promise, as far as we're concerned, no animals were ever injured in the making of this episode.
No,
ever. I promise.
Ever.
Sung about, possibly even thought about actually doing that stuff, but as you heard, we played the record, no one was hurt. I promise.
Except for my feelings, because I didn't think any bad things were going to happen because they were children's songs.
Apparently there is, but you know, let's move along to...
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese, please.
Hey, get my redneck on. We're going down to Louisiana and all that stuff with Jared Reed. Hey, Daffodil?
Please don't do that.
Oh, just a little
stop.
More.
No.
I say stop. The name, okay?
Okay.
Amos Moses, right here on...
Please forgive him. It's cheese, please.
Yeah! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. The sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast to Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Keys, please, with Jerry Reed and Amos Moses. That makes me want to drive like Burt Reynolds in Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, hold it. I just thought about something.
Yes.
He was the truck driver in the movies, wasn't he?
Yes, Jerry was in the movies.
He was in the movies, yeah. Forgot about that. Early 1970s, before he had the movies out there, he did that song. It hit the top 40, and that's why it's here. It's a chart-topping cheesy right here on...
Cheese, please.
The wacky, the warped, and the weird...
And boy, have we delivered this week. You cannot claim that we did not deliver on this wacky, warped, and weird thing this week.
Well, we probably could. Someone could argue us.
No. There is no argument. This week has totally fit wacky, warped, and weird.
And if you think that's... If you think we can top it, if you want to complain about our show...
I know we could top it.
If you want to throw some hate mail our way, comments at cheeseplease.com. Hey.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
And if you're in Canada or elsewhere in the world, it's CHEEZE. PLEEZE.com. So, either way, you know, complain.
Tell us you like us. Tell us you hate us.
Kudos.
Make requests. We do take requests.
We don't like threats, though.
No, we tend to just to kind of ignore threats.
Yeah, so if you threaten to do something to us,
we'll just threaten you back.
Like, give us good music instead of bad music.
Well, the whole point of the show is bad music.
I know. So if someone sends us good music, that means that's bad, right?
We've actually had someone send us stuff to play that we couldn't play because it was too good for our show.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That has happened.
I forgot about that. That has actually happened. So that's a bad thing. To send us good music is a bad thing. Meanwhile, bad music is a good thing here around here.
Yes, and now we need to get a little tiny bit more bad music into this show. Just one last little sliver of it.
Oh, yes. It's the time to try to not have my hand cut off with the glove compartment.
Please open the glove compartment, Snarf Dude.
Stand back, everybody. Here we go. I almost didn't get it out there that quick.
You gotta get your hand out of there before the door slams shut.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. Arthur Godfrey and Mary Martin ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. Please come back next week where we will provide you with more strange music and weird shenanigans.
I shut off the heat. I put out the cat. I did everything like you said.
My darling, you're sweet. There's no doubt of that. Now, will you go to bed?
Say, honey.
I'm trying to sleep.
You know what?
I'm sure it'll keep.
They're talking of raising the taxes.
You're getting off cheap.
But my profits are small.
I know.
Politicians are all.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
What is it, my dear?
You're snoring.
Put stuff in your ear.
My mother is thinking of traveling.
Make sure she goes west.
But our home's in the east.
I know.
I just think you're a beast.
I know. Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep.
But my dear.
Go to sleep. I ran into your girlfriend, Kitty. She's pretty.
How'd you tell?
I asked her to bring George to dinner. He's thinner.
Now, ain't that swell?
Oh, sweetheart.
Where's something to throw?
I love you.
Now, that's nice to know.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
I'm warning you, Joe.
Our two daughters are grand.
I know.
But that ain't what we planned.
Now, Joe, go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep. How do you like him? Keeps me awake now. He goes to sleep. They've got a sale on fur in town now. Don't frown now.
I'm not sore.
They give you 18 months to pay, dear. Okay, dear.
Order 4.
Oh, Poochie.
All right, I give in.
I love you.
I give up. You win.
I'm glad that it's you that I married.
Stop tickling my chin.
You can go back to sleep.
Oh, no.
You were right, it can keep.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep.
But, my dear.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.